For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Filings were released in cases involving former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort that were related to the special counsel's probe into possible coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Trump discussed the investigation with reporters on the South Lawn before leaving for the Army-Navy football game in Philly.
Very one-sided situation, but I think it's all turning around very nicely. But as far as the report that we see, according to everybody I've spoken to, I have not read it. There's absolutely no collusion, which is very important.
President Trump also announced that his chief of staff, John Kelly, will be leaving.
John Kelly will be leaving toward the end of the year, at the end of the year, and I appreciate his service very much.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Residents of North Carolina are bracing for a snowstorm this weekend as the National Weather Service warns of more than a foot of snow. John Clemens reports.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has declared a state of emergency for the Tar Heel State, warning residents to finish their food and water stockpiling and be ready for power failures. Several airports are reporting limited service. The governor also told people to stay home.
The more cars we have on the road, the tougher it will be for our Department of Transportation crews to treat and clear those roadways.
Former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos was released from prison on Friday morning after serving 12 days for lying to investigators about his contact with people tied to Russia during the 2016 campaign.
While I wasn't in prison for that long, it's still not a place anybody wants to spend even 1 minute in, let alone 12 or 14 days, whatever I was in there. You're away from family, you're away from friends.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A comedian is turning down a chance to host the next Academy Awards show. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Kevin Hart won't be the host of next year's Oscars after getting some criticism about some jokes he'd made years ago about gay people. He announced his decision not to host the Oscars on Twitter on Thursday night, writing, quote, "I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing artists." Hart also apologized to the LGBTQ community. He said he is evolving and wants to be able to continue to do so. The Oscars are set for February 24th, the Academy has not yet announced a replacement host. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Center for Disease Control is reporting that more people have been hospitalized after consuming romaine lettuce. John Clemens reports.
That number now stands at 52 cases across 15 states that include two people who are now suffering from kidney failure. No common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand of romaine lettuce has been identified, but the CDC has issued a warning not to eat or serve romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern or central California. Those who come down with E. coli infection suffer from stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea, and with vomiting. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News,